The university's in a campaign right now. We launched it in April, and our center is part of the university's campaign. So we do have a strategy and are out there talking about who we are, what we do, and where we really see a need for support. And we explained our needs to the donor, and the donors found their fit in this mobile unit.
$1.5 million, that's a really substantial gift. And I know the donor wants to remain anonymous, but can you tell us why this donor picked this particular effort? Because, I mean, if you have a $1.5 million to donate, I'm sure there's no shortage of places where that money can go. What drew them to this?
I don't want to speak on behalf of the donor, but my sense is that the donor wanted to make an impact, and they have a connection to rural Saskatchewan, and they saw this as an amazing opportunity. And I think what's also unique about this donation is that it not only equips, but it operationalizes. That means there's that operational support so that we have additional resources to get our boots on the ground, to be out there in the rural areas. And that, to us as a center, is foundational to making the real impact. It's not just about the mobile unit. It's about having the personnel to run that mobile unit.
So the mobile unit will only take up a percentage of that $1.5 million. Will you be able to hire additional people, or what will the additional money be used for?
So we're still working on the budget with the donor and with our partners to figure out what percentage we'll utilize on equipment. We're traveling mostly in the winter, given the farmers are busy other times of the year. And right now, still working out how that balance is going to happen, and maybe hoping that this spurs on other donors to really want to operationalize it or find ways to contribute to what this might look like.
Just building on what Shelley had said, is that as we work through that budget and building on programs that already exist within the center and working with our partners to identify the needs of what needs to be in this mobile unit, it's hoped that it'll really increase our capacity and our reach and our visibility in rural Saskatchewan.
The USASK Rural Health Center, it's a new name, but it's not a new entity. It's been around for many years. Give us some background there.
It's not a big change in the name, but really one word, but it's a big change in the name. We went from the Canadian Center for Health and Safety and Agriculture to the Canadian Center for Rural and Agricultural Health. And it's not like we're not decreasing our concentration and focus on agriculture, but we really wanted to remind ourselves and our partners that we do work in the rural space. We do lots in rural outside of agriculture. And the reason for our open house yesterday and the name change was we are surprised to many that we've been around for 38 years. And we don't want that to be a surprise. We don't want to be the who's in Horton, here's the who, just quietly going about our business. We need to make some noise to let rural Saskatchewan residents and our partners know that we're here and what we're doing. And this mobile unit and this name change really is that opportunity for us to say, we're here, we're here, we're here, we're supporting rural Saskatchewan. We've been doing it for 38 years. We've been partnered with Saskatchewan Association for Rural Municipalities and individual rural municipalities for 35 years. And we just want it to be known that we're here, we're here, we're here. We're supporting rural Saskatchewan. We want to support rural Saskatchewan, and we want to be visible and out there making some noise.
Kendra, tell us about what you've been doing up until this point, what kind of services you've been providing, and then explain how a mobile unit would improve upon that.
I'll just kind of focus on the Agriculture Health and Safety Network, which is our knowledge mobilization vehicle, per se, to get the current research out to our farm families and likewise to get their experiences to inform research. So the network really focuses on providing farm families with farm safety and rural health information, health screening services, education and training, with our ultimate goal of reducing injury and illness related to agriculture production. And I've been fortunate the last 20 years to be involved with our one-to-one health clinics, in which we deliver health screening at the RM level in the rural communities. where farm families and agriculture workers can meet with a registered nurse to have a variety of screening services completed and talk about their exposures, their work environment, and offer resources that exist within the province and Canada. This has been happening, and in terms of loading up a university van with equipment and making our way all throughout rural Saskatchewan during the times of the season when farmers are available. And this is just a really exciting next step in terms of increasing our capacity and having a dedicated unit that will help increase our one-to-one health clinics and beyond. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
What sort of health services are offered currently, and what do you hope to be able to do in the future once this mobile unit is up and running?
The sky's the limit. I'm really looking forward to hearing from our partners and other researchers in terms of the various screenings that could be included in this mobile unit. Right now, our current focus is on respiratory health and hearing health through the one-to-one health clinic, so getting your lungs tested and hearing tested, but address a variety of health concerns that do come up. Even as, I want to say as simple, but one of the exclusion criteria for doing lung function testing is measuring of blood pressure. And often some people haven't had their blood pressure checked in many years or not followed up with an annual physical. And we have that opportunity to do that screening and talk about the importance of managing that. And I often use the scenario of the importance of preventive maintenance on our equipment and how important that is to do as farmers too in terms of keeping ourselves safe and healthy.
There's a growing number of women farmers, but still I think it's safe to say the majority are men. Did you find a lot of men that you do talk to? You are their link to the medical system. It's like if there's nothing broke, I'm not going to see the doctor.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think it is important to mention that at these clinics, I do see females and males, and through quite a large demographic, like younger farmers, middle-aged and older farmers and retired farmers. And now with more farms having employees and that employee-worker relationship and the due diligence that goes along with that, there is an increased uptake of the value of wellness and health screenings all within the context of agriculture. And one thing unique about these clinics is that the healthcare provider meeting with the farmers understands and lives, say, the culture of agriculture, and that's just so important in terms of developing that rapport and meeting farmers and the ag workers where they're at with their current successes and challenges in rural Saskatchewan.
When do you hope to have this mobile unit up and running? Did you have a target time? Or
we really would like to see this up and running sooner than later. In my head, when I heard about this, I'm saying 6 months to 1 year, but also very conscious of the fact that we do want to plan this in the right way with our partners, understanding the needs and the resources that should be included in this unit, and then also really understanding the environment for getting this unit on the road. It may be that our hope is to have it in 6 months, but not available. So We're working hard and getting this on the road as soon as we can, and we will certainly have the announcements out there when it's ready to roll.
If someone is out there and has heard this interview and wants to know more about the services you offer, where should they go? I'm assuming you have a website. Is there other sources of information that people can do a little bit of background reading on just to know what is out there, and you know, if there's something that maybe they're eligible to be part of?
We definitely have a website, the Agriculture Health and Safety Network, specific to the clinics. Also letting your RM office know. A lot of the RMs are part of our network, and just, you know, letting them know they'd be interested in the clinic. But even here at our site in the Health Science University campus, we have clinic offices available for screening.
Anything else either one of you want to add about the announcement or where you go from here?
We have longtime partners from industry, from government, from not-for-profits The Ministries of Agriculture and Health have been longtime supporters of our center, and alongside the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities in offering our programming in rural Saskatchewan, alongside other important programs, the Cancer Agency of Saskatchewan, Do More Ag, and the FarmH and SaskAg Matters programs, which focus on mental health for ranchers and farmers here in Saskatchewan, and many more. I could go on all day about the partnerships that really make this center successful and will be important in this work as we continue forward.